listeners and viewers. This is Ron Stefanski, host of Disrupt Ed. And guess what? Today is the start of the work life for most people, January 2nd, 2025. And this is going to be an extraordinary year for many of us. And we're going to be capturing a lot of really cool stories about what's unfolding in 2025. And we're going to do it live from this building. I can't even believe this. This is New Lab down in downtown Detroit, part of the Michigan Central Innovation Campus. And if you haven't been down here, you've got to get down here and just see this. I have not brought a person into this building who doesn't say, oh my God, there's just an energy in there. And there is. And you meet all kinds of cool people, you know, every day. You walk into someone and you find out, oh, they're doing something cool. Oh, they're doing something cool. And, you know, the thing is, I've never been cool. I mean, historically, never cool. Trending cool, maybe a little bit. And then my teenage sons basically cut that off and said, no, dad, stop. You're never going to be cool. So I am done trying to be cool. What I work on now is being cool adjacent, which means I attract cool people into my arc, into my aura. And so today, folks, we are bringing cool right here into New Lab. With a company that has its origins right here in downtown Detroit, moved their company here from Austin, Texas. And we are joined by Ben James of Tubular Networks. James, Ben, I'll get it right. This is the first day back, man. I'm still
okay,
Stefanski. A little loose here. And so welcome to the show, Ben. Let me calm down.
Ron, I really appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
What an exciting new year for you, disrupting mobility in New Lab.
I know, what isn't it crazy? Start. Were you here for the grand opening?
We were, both the book depository as well as the train station. Tubular had a presence at both. We actually had our big 30-foot robotic tube right in the central hall there.
Well, you know what? If you look at my feature, one of the first features I did on the Market Scale Studio, I featured Tubular Networks. There's a big, there's a little clip of you guys in my video. So I knew you when. And we actually did meet briefly during that time. And then we were shuttered around. There were 3,500 people in there. And I got a bunch of outtakes from people and put a little video together myself. So that was my start here at New Lab. And then they graciously invited me to bring Disrupt Ed here. And so what we're going to be talking about over the next year and beyond is the fourth iteration of Disrupt Ed. It's just continuing to build, strangely enough. And it's disrupted in the D. And why am I so excited about this? This is the place where I was born. This is the place where it happened for me. This is the place I left in disgust and in despair. And this is the place I returned to 12 years ago to make my way again with my beautiful wife, Kay. And we live down here in Detroit. And so as I've watched the city just transform itself from 12 years ago to today, it is just crazy, the things that are going on. And now when you add to it this whole, gravitational pull of New Lab and Grand, and the Grand Central train station, it's just a very exciting time. So, Ben, we're going to talk for the next couple of minutes about how you decided to become part of the Disrupted in the D vibe. You could have put your company anywhere, and you've built this remarkable new technology for last mile delivery called Tubular Networks. But, you know, thinking about it conceptually or strategically, what made you decide to come into Detroit of all places?
Yeah, there was no other place that Tubular Network could start its business development than out of New Lab in Detroit in Michigan. And I could walk you through what the steps that led me to that decision. But it kind of started back in my Hyperloop days. So my background before Tubular Network, and for reference, we use robots to deliver goods in tubes. It's just a new way of delivering things, typically underground, but our robots can climb vertically. It's really rad.
It is very cool, by the way. I've seen it, and it is spectacularly cool. We need to put that cool adjacency right front and center here.
Yeah, I imagine all those videos of robots delivering things happen right now instead of my face. So anyway, back in the Hyperloop days, I was working with the University of Texas at Austin and MIT. We were at SpaceX headquarters with our 8-foot, 500-pound Hyperloop pod. This thing could levitate in a vacuum and drive itself up to 200 miles an hour. We tested up to 50. Really, really cool engineering. And at the end of this project, we said, where are we going to put this? Because we could just put it at like a warehouse on MIT's campus or at UT, but it needs to go somewhere prominent where people can see and experience and get inspired by it. And that's when somebody found New Lab when they only had their Brooklyn location. And if you've ever been to Brooklyn's Navy Yard New Lab location, there's this bridge. When you first walk in, you look straight up. There's this bridge that overlooks the whole hall. And it is just like Michigan Central and New Lab there, it's such an inspiring space, so much energy about it. And we parked our Hyperloop pod there, and that started my relationship with New Lab as an individual. When I started Tubular Network, New Lab is the only game in town with a hardware focus that fit really what Tubular Network wanted to do. It had the ecosystem, the partnerships, the right kind of minds to bounce things off of, and a big group of peers to help you get there. And I reached out to them, became a New Lab member, and then they mentioned, it was Liz Keen at New Lab who said, hey, we're going to put a new location in Detroit. You should come put some tubes, I don't know, in the basement or somewhere, just like install some tubes and start moving things. I think it'd be really cool because the whole focus of Detroit is the future, the disruption, the transformation of mobility.
Of mobility, that is exactly right. You're like the poster child for our future here, Ben. It's crazy.
It's a bit surreal that there is this magical space that's focused on the future of mobility, which is squarely what Tubular sets out to do. It's completely changed how things move, and it's just worked out really well for us and our relationship there. So anyways, back to the Michigan Central story. I got invited to come visit before it opened. And it was like all under construction. This was the book depository. And even in the construction phase, when things are getting built back up, I saw this space and I thought, this is going to be really cool. All it needs is a few startups, a few founders to start building some cool things. And this place will really buzz. And New Lab really put in the work to bring in the best founders from the mobility space and to get them in that building. So it's been incredible to work out of there. I'm down in Austin, Texas, but I visit probably once a month. And we have a lot of customers who, instead of them visiting us in Austin, where we do some R&D, we have them visit us at New Lab in Detroit, because it is a much more inspiring space to understand this is the disruption of mobility. So here's how Tubular Network's going to change your business.
Well, and you have the effervescent Allison Bowman here to head up business development in Detroit. I mean, what could be better? You know, you have her out there dazzling the crowds with your new tech. I mean, it can't get any better in terms of telling your story.
Allison was our first hire in Detroit, and head of our business development team. We installed a demonstration system in Detroit just so Allison could show off our technology and really bring it to life. And our next phase is going to be right over your shoulder by that staircase. At least I intend to put vertical movement, a big vertical tube where you can see our robots pick something up and go up 20 feet.
Oh, my God. That's going to be
hopefully cool. They'll let me.
Yes, hopefully they will let you. Well, you know, there's sort of a geek crowd here, and the geek crowd should get behind this effort and say, we want to see this. You know, that's what I love about this place is you can actually touch and feel things. You know, you can get up and personal and connected with, you know, founders. And I'll just take a minute to just to just tell the story of how I came upon you guys is a couple of different ways. You and I met very briefly at the grand opening, and I was sufficiently intrigued by the Tubular story that I went and took B-roll shots of your technology down on the first floor. And then I had Devin Skillion, our local talent at WDIV, and Craig Folly from WWJ originally. And all those guys did sound bites to tell the story about New Lab coming up and rising up. And, you know, 3,500 people showed up for the grand opening. I mean, how cool was that? 25,000 months later at the Michigan Central grand opening. So, you know, you have all these people coming here, but I think, you know, what you really touched upon is something that I think bears repeating or bears a little bit more elaboration. And that is the story of disruption in the D, disrupted in the D. There's a reason for that. And that's because we, for the last quarter century, have been clawing our way back from a black abyss. You know, the city went through some very, very tough times, and went from a population of 2 million down to its current population of about 600,000. And we became known as the murder capital of the world. We became known as, you know, the Rust Belt and all those kinds of things. And yet there's something hard scrabble about Detroit that just doesn't want to quit. And I think that's a testament to Detroiters like Allison, like myself, like many others. We live and breathe Detroit. You know, I grew up here, moved away to Ann Arbor, raised our kids, and came back here about a dozen years ago. And there's an energy that just drew me back that said, you know what? I was done for many years. You know, I faced an epic tragedy months after I became a dad, or months before I became a father. And so I kind of gave up on the city after that act of violence on my family, one of my family members. And so I kind of gave up on the city. And what I realized when I came back here looking for a place to potentially live, and we rented, and then we ended up doubling down and buying a place right downtown. While I was going through that process, I realized, you know, I might have been done with Detroit. But in the course of that journey, I realized Detroit was by no means done with me. And there's so much to tell about our story. And it's from people like you, Ben, who are coming from other places. You grew up in Oregon, right? And then you moved to Austin, got married there. I mean, that's a typical story. You're living the cool life. You're a certified cool person. You're living in a cool location. And so the only reason why you would have brought this epic new company, Tubular Networks, to Detroit is if it also had a cool quotient. That's my guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, sorry to hear about the tragedy that your family went through. That sounds awful. And when I think of Detroit and the arc of Detroit, there is nothing better to point to than the people like yourself who have this journey that you've been on that shows kind of coming back and rebuilding and having resilience and grit. Detroiters are hardy people who can build from the ground floor, from you know, rubble, if you will. And my favorite symbol of that outside of the people is the building you're in. I mean, this is a building that when built as Michigan Central, the Grand Central, but not of New York, but of Detroit, it was built by an incredible architect. If you look at the architecture, it's inspiring. You go there and you just see this majestic couple of buildings. And then in the 80s, it was abandoned. And for 30 years, it stood there as a symbol of a failed city. And Detroiters, outside of in high school, sneaking in into that building, did not like that building as it was the symbol of failure. And so when Bill Ford and the Ford Motor Company said, enough with this, we're going to buy this campus and we're going to spend $1 billion rebuilding it into the future of transportation, the future of mobility. I view that as the Detroit I know. You know, taking something old, giving it new life, and building a big, exciting new future there. And so I think the building you're in is the perfect symbol.
Yep. I think the arc of that story is a powerful one. You know, when you think about it in historic terms, you know, Henry Ford is the one who invented mobility here in Detroit, not just automotive mobility at the turn of the last century, but economic mobility for so many people. And my family were recipients of that legacy. Most of my relatives worked in the automotive industry or in skilled trades related to the automotive industry, came here as immigrants from Poland, worked in the factories. My grandparents, my grandmother Vicky and my grandpa John, moved here from after they immigrated from Poland to Ohio, worked in the coal mines. They said, yeah, we're not doing the coal mining anymore. We're heading out of there. So they pointed their Model A Ford north toward Detroit as if it were Mecca. You know, they were just pointed on this direction, came here and built a life here, built, you know, they were part and parcel of the middle class that grew up in Detroit. You know, you had an opportunity to own your own home, to enjoy part of the American dream. And that became the Detroit story for so long until it didn't. And so, you know, what we need, frankly, is more people like you, Ben, and your team, to see new possibilities here. You know, think about it. Henry Ford invented mobility in the last century, and his great-grandson, Bill, is reinventing mobility into the next century. I mean, Bill is very candid about the fact that when he was a board member at eBay, he went out to the West Coast and saw the automotive industry out there and recognized they don't know we exist. The venture capitalists, the OEMs, the manufacturing base out there, they don't know anything about Detroit mobility. How can that be? We put the world on wheels, you know? And so I think with the charisma, you know, you mentioned the dynamism, the resilience, the grit of Detroiters. I think that's the secret sauce, if you will, of Detroit. Dan Gilbert said it to me in a meeting with a bunch of people when we first moved here, and he was kind of showcasing why he was so high on Detroit back then. And he said, it's a place where you can't read about it. You have to be here and you have to experience it, and you will never look back. You will always see Detroit differently after you do that. And I think now we have many, many more people doing that because we've had many more home runs. We had 3,500 people at the new lab opening. 6 months later, we had over 30,000 people in the first months visiting, you know, Michigan Central and showing up for that epic concert, you know. Now you have 775,000 people showing up for the National Football League's draft in 2024. And then most recently, when we raised the Christmas tree in downtown Campus Martius, we had over 115,000 people show up for that. People are coming back to Detroit because of that energy. So that's part of it, the resilience and the grit. But I think there's the other part of it that you and folks like Allison and your team bring to it. And that is this young, tech-driven dynamism and professional charisma around, wait, you know, we have an opportunity to harness technology to do things like we've never done before. Let's go at it. And so you're sitting there in an incubation lab and you're creating this tubular network and this, you know, this using robotics to move stuff around. I mean, it's incredible. So I want to get to that story now. And so what I think we ought to do is any last thoughts about your connections with Detroit that you want to share with Detroiters that are going to listen to this episode and geek out with us?
Yeah, I think you always want to invest your time and money in the things that are growing. And New Lab in Michigan Central in Detroit is a growth engine of the city and of the state. If you've got a mobility startup, if you've got a new way of moving things or people or the infrastructure that supports that, strongly consider, check out, come visit Michigan Central and New Lab in Detroit. It is an incredible space, and I think it can help accelerate you on your journey in disrupting the mobility space. So that's I think the top for other founders in this space who want to come find an ecosystem, a network of folks doing things like them. It's a great space to work. And then secondly, on the storytelling, and I guess this is more for you, Ron, we do a great job at New Lab about talking about the technology. And I think we could do a better job, and this is Tubular included, of the impact that that has on business, on the environment, on whatever key performance indicators or things that move the needle for people. Outlining the impact that these companies and their technologies will have is the most important part of the story. And I think something that we as a community miss the mark on because we're too excited to in building it. And I am as guilty of this as anybody.
No, I think you're right. I mean, in talking about impact, you know, again, I'll hearken back to my grandparents. I think of my grandma Vicky. She was the archetypal Rosie the Riveter. She was doing volunteer work during World War II and decided to follow my grandfather down to Chrysler's Lynch Road assembly plant and get a job there. She said, if I'm working this many hours volunteer, I might as well get paid. So she got a job. She knew how to sew, so she got a job when Chrysler turned over to war production, sewing seat cushions into fighter jets. And so she worked at the Chrysler plant throughout World War II. And one time I was asking her later on, I said, Grandma, you know, why did you decide? I understand why you went there during the war. It was an extra income and all that. But why did you stay working in the factory after World War II? She goes, you know, I was going down there with your grandpa and all these other guys, and I realized it just wasn't that hard. The work wasn't that hard. And I thought to myself, wait, you're talking about life in a factory that's not air conditioned, moving big, you know, sheets of metal, you know, and stamping. And that's not hard, you know, so it cracked me up. Ironically, my grandmother learned to assemble cars without ever having learned how to drive one. So she couldn't drive, but she could build a car. It was just insane. And so, and I think Detroiters, there are a lot of people who have these stories and they connect back to this place. They connect back to Michigan Central. They remember people who came to Detroit through those doors and then went on to make their lives. And so I give a shout out to you, Ben. And I also give a shout out to Allison because she was one of the fearsome forces that originally introduced herself to me. I'm walking down the hall and she says, hello, Mr. Stefanski. And I was like, how do you know me? And she goes, oh, I know you. I've seen your podcast, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how can you not love that, right? But she is a beacon of energy and resourcefulness. And I think that's the spirit that comes out of this building. And I think that's the spirit that's taking Detroit to new levels of creativity and innovation. And we are going to redefine mobility. So on that note, I want to call you back for a second episode because I want to geek out very specifically on Tubular Network because the stuff you're actually building is gonna change the industry in good ways, not only from an efficiency and performance perspective, but you're gonna do what we didn't do. We screwed up this planet in terms of emissions and carbon and pollution, and you guys are now figuring out extremely creative and innovative ways to clean up our mess. So let's come back to this, Ben. Thank you to our listeners and viewers for joining us on this epic first workday of 2025. I'm so excited to be here with Ben. In our next episode, we're going to geek out and tell you all about Tubular Networks and the future of mobility and the last mile of delivery. So come back to us, get disrupted with us, and come right back. We'll be here shortly.